Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Greetings, greetings. This is Dr. B.J. Women of Power Block Talk Radio. We've been having some technical difficulties, but we're here now. Do we have Evangelist on the line?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, you know, this 500 Women in Red is going to be amazing, phenomenal, because I've been doing this program almost 6 years now. I think I can count the times on my fingers that we've ever had any issues. So we know that God is going to move tremendously. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God. I'm so glad to have you with us this morning. I'm going to go right into the program because I know some of our time has been gone. But please introduce. I would like to welcome to the Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio Evangelist Minister Nedra Butler out of Lakeland, Florida, Nedra A. Butler Ministries. Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning, Pastor BJ. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm great now that we're connected. Everybody's talking about it. We had such a grand time yesterday on WWAB 1330 AM, and so many people have been posting and talking about it. Tell us, please, what is the vision of 500 Women in Red, and how long has it been in existence?
500 Women in Red was a vision that God gave me about 8 years ago. This is our 8th annual event. And when I first started, I was thinking about red. Red came because the blood of Jesus, and to empower women to let them know that we're covered no matter what we've done or how we've done it, no matter what has happened to us. God has covered us because of his blood, his son Jesus, that we're covered under the blood and we have a chance to live. We're now a part of the royal priesthood and it's about life. So the vision of the 500 Women in Red is to empower women from all over the world and let each other know that I need you and you need me. You know, do all we can to make a person feel good from the inside out. So that's my desire. That is the vision that God has given. And to bring people from all over the world to speak life to each other, because we have so many women of God that is anointed and never really have the opportunity to use the gifts in which God has entrusted us with. So what I've done, God has allowed me to do, is to bring women from all over the world to even come in and speak to empower other women.
Wow, it is such an amazing ministry, and I could tell that so many souls have been and shall continue to be blessed. Now, your theme scripture, give us a theme in the scripture.
The theme that God gave this year is that don't allow your disappointments to paralyze your future. And we're coming from St. John 10:10-11, when it talks about the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus would come say that I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He also said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. And we know he's already given his life for us. For everything that we've done, our sins have already been forgiven. So that's what God has given me to empower with the women. So many things that's happened in our lives where we become disciplined and it stop us from doing the things that God has called us for us to do. Rather, we don't think we have what it takes. We don't look good enough. Success does not lie with our name on it. You know, we can't do it because somebody told us that we couldn't. So we're doing all that we can to push that woman, to push that sister to the next place in which God has ordained from the foundation of the world.
So why do you believe God has placed that particular mandate in your heart for this season?
I thank God has placed that in my heart for this season because I myself has been a hurting woman. I've been through some things that has almost stopped me from, I have in my heart that I didn't want to do anything else. I was just so tired. I've been so hurt. And I know that it's been so many people, by me being a cosmetologist, they sit in the chair. Women have been molested. They've been abused. They've been cheated on. They've been lied on. They've been talked about. You know, and some things women, we are guilty of and we're not able to forgive ourselves, you know. So God is bringing forth to let them know that, listen, my word is true. When I tell you that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord, you shall be saved. And also that when anything you ask me, when you ask for forgiveness, I throw it into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. But the devil is constantly torturing the women of God, the women that's in the world, and letting us feel that we cannot move forward. We cannot jump over the hurdles and the things that life has given us. So that's why God is saying in this season, I have need of the women of God. Holiness is what I'm looking for. I need you to be an example for my kingdom that people may be able to see your good works and I will be glorified. How do we get to do those good works and not be stagnant? That we got to be willing to release all of the pain that we're able to do all that God has called us to do. And it's not for us, but it's for somebody else.
Amen. 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 Evangelist, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever felt, and you shared a little bit about feeling like you didn't want to go on or something, but how did you move past the paralysis? How did you get up and go again?
The first thing is, you know, the Bible said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I have a praying mother, and I believe because of the prayers of my mother, even from the beginning of when I came out of her womb, she's always prayed that God would use me the way that he desired to use me. And then I had some spiritual midwives that was around me, and the word of God, the most and foremost thing, the word of God, began to read that word of God and begin to speak life to me, and that I'm the head and not the tail, the lender, not the bar, brother, never more again beneath. And I had to make up in my mind to choose to be healed. To choose to be healed. And I stand on the scripture in which Jesus said, he said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. And I had to understand that it is a spirit and we don't fight against a flesh and blood, but it's a spirit that we fight against. And once I began to, God began to give me the revelation and the wisdom of the knowledge to understand that it's not that person. That is a spirit, and that the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his job. And I had to embrace the scripture that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, but any tongue that arises up against me in judgment shall be condemned, meaning that those things are going to come. But I got to be an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. He said, if you will suffer with me, you will reign with me. So he lets me know that these things are going to happen in my life. You're not exempt. You're no different from my son, Jesus. Suck it up, get up, and move forward.
Come on now, come on now, come on now. I believe it. That was a good word. Somebody needed to hear that. Because I do believe in ministry, just as living this walk, walking this walk, we get tired. We get tired. We get frustrated. Yes. But we need to know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So with saying that, how do you share with someone the difference of I can't make it or I'm going to make it? And let me piggyback on that. We can't tell everybody to suck it up and keep going. How do you discern the difference?
How
some
discern
of us
the
need
difference?
That. Some of us need that. Come on, girl, suck this thing up and keep going. Somebody can't take that. So how do you
Absolutely.
Discern the difference? Go ahead.
I think that comes in with the gift of discernment. God will teach us with the wisdom and the knowledge of how to handle every individual the way that they need to be handled. You got some people that just need to be loved on, that you have to encourage, that you got to constantly call them every day and let them know how beautiful they are, that they're going to make it. Yes, it was wrong what they did to you. You're right. They hurt you. But you got to move on for you, that you're able to live for your children, for your family, so you're able to do what God has called you forth to do. So it's through the gift of discernment and the personality of the person of what they need. You have some of us that come from the rough end of the road that somebody got to say, listen, shake yourself off. Get
yeah,
on up.
Yeah,
you ain't
yeah,
no
yeah.
different from nobody. Stop having a pity party about yourself. Let's keep it moving. So you, it's just according on the personality, and you have to ask God to give you the gift of discernment of how to handle everybody that you come in contact with. The Bible said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And all of us know love in a different way. So we just have to ask God to give us that gift of discernment of showing us how to embrace somebody, how to talk to this person, how are you going to use me in their life to be an encourager, how can I speak life to them, what is their lifeline, what is their life words, what do they need to breathe, what do they need to live. So I consult God even before I begin to counsel, even before I begin to talk to anybody, and I don't give my opinion. I base it on the word of God.
Right, right. I really like what you said. We all know love in a different way, in a different way. That's a nugget right there. And somebody needs to hear that this morning. Evangelist Nitra Butler out of Lakeland, Florida, is ministering to our souls this morning. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Amen, amen. Evangelist, tell us about, is there a registration process, or what do they need to do to get there?
No, there's no registration fee. All it is need to do is just come. Just come. God has just opened up to afford us to where we can be a blessing to the other people. We just want you to come. We would like for you to wear red because it represents the blood. But if you don't have red, we're not going to even let that stop you. We want you to come. We're calling for the women to empower them, because I believe when a woman is empowered, the whole house is empowered. And remember yesterday, woman of God, we were talking about the name Eve, which means life. Mm-hmm. And we have to know that Eve means life. And that's a woman. Woman is Eve, and we bring life. You know, we birth life. We speak life. We're nurturers, and we got to know that. And people have need of the anointing that is in our life. So we just want you to come and celebrate with us. There's no fee. There's no registration. We do, you know, no registration free. We do ask you to give us your information, your name, your email address, that we're able to continue to send information out to you to continue to empower you to be all that God has called you to be.
And give us that location and the time and the date.
Okay, the 500 Women in Red would be March the 8th of 2015 at 4 o'clock, and it would be at Rhema Word of Faith International. It's at 3330 Skyview Drive, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. Again, the address is 3330 Skyview Drive, Lakeland, Florida, 33801, up under the leadership of Pastor H.B. Holmes.
Amen, amen. We are so looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to ministering what the Lord has given me for such a time as this. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. So as I speak with you this morning, Evangelist, would you please speak into the life of someone who needs to be at this ministry event, needs to be at this time of impartation, needs to be at this hour of deliverance.
Hallelujah. Woman of God, I know that God has ordained even for you to be there, the connection, because God definitely have a word in you for someone else. And somebody that's listening up under the sound of my voice, I know that you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of saying, it's my time. I want to move forward. I want to be healed, but it's just been so hard because the pain hurts so bad. And it's so deep-rooted that you don't even want to deal with it. But God told me to tell you this morning that that woman in you wants to come alive. And how does that woman in you come alive? To submit it all unto God, that everything that has happened, I want to encourage you this morning, you cannot change what has happened because it has happened. But what you can do is not allow it to stagnate your life, paralyze you from doing everything that God has called you to do. I want to call you beautiful this morning because that's what you are. And everything and every negative word that has been spoken in your life, even from your childhood, every generation of curse that have kept you bound, we bind that thing up right now in the name of Jesus. I want to speak life to you to encourage you that you can move forward and do what God has called you forth to do. Somebody needs your testimony. Somebody needs your anointing. Somebody needs your story. Why? So that they can live like you're going to live. And I know that once God used me and the woman of God on that day, and not only us, I believe that God is going to send people from the north, south, the east, and the west that will come there with that gift of discernment, that is able to touch a woman that is sitting in that pew that is hurting, that we're not able to reach. But I want everybody to come. I encourage you to be there, that God is able to use you. God is going to birth something out of you that has already been in you. He is pushing it out, and he's going to have spiritual midwives there to encourage you to keep on pushing, keep on pushing, keep on breathing, so that you're able to live and be all that God has called you to be.
My God, my God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am so excited. I am so looking forward to it. You ministered a word when Women of Power came to Lakeland, Florida, at our Women of Power in Motion. You ministered a word. It was called Scream. And God used you in that hour, and the women were able to release, and they were able to scream. They were able to go into their wombs and just bring out some things that they've been carrying for years. And I'm believing God that even in that scream, there's going to be some chains loosed, because there's going to be a scream. It may be a silent scream, it may be a loud scream, but it's going to be a release, because woman of God, you carry that anointing to bring forth the release of others. You carry that anointing, and praise God for it. That word changed my life. That word changed my life. So we just praise God for what you're doing, the work that you're doing there, under the leadership of your pastor, under the leadership of knowing that God has placed you in our dispensation for the hour. And we count it a gift. We count it as a gift. Praise God for that. We praise God for that. Looking forward to working with your team. Everyone has been so phenomenal. We got some great, great, great contacts. And we know that God is going to do a miraculous work. We believe it. We believe it. But what are you expecting? Because I can always try to ask the host of something, because we're so busy making sure and seeking God and working and making sure that everything goes in order that sometimes we get left out. And it's okay, because that's what we do. But, Evangelist, what are you asking God for on that weekend?
I'm asking God for this. I am asking God that the women that are around me, that they be empowered. Because I know this woman of God, if you're empowered, you can empower me. And you can continue to push me forward, continue to speak life to me. So I want women to be healed, set free, and delivered. That's my desire. And I know, and I'm standing on the word, whatever God said, be not deceived. God is not marred. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I have a daughter. Come on, somebody. And when I have that daughter, if I'm helping somebody else's daughter, God going to make sure that my daughter is always helped. I don't care where she go over the world, God would always have somebody there to speak life to her. So that's my desire, to see women be healed and set free and delivered. And in the midst of that, guess what? I'll be here, because my heart bleeds for women and for us, the things that we've gone through, you know, how we've been overlooked and how, you know, we give so much and nothing is given back unto us. And sometimes it's just a smile and it's just a hug and it's just a thank you. We're not even talking about monetary things or material things. We're talking about the love, somebody to embrace us and say, I see what you're doing. I appreciate you. And I know that once I do that on this weekend, on the weekend of March the 8th, that God is going to, in return, have somebody do the very same thing for me. So that's what I'm looking for God to do, to empower the women so that I may be empowered.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to believe God just for that. Just for that. Because I've seen the work that you've done, and I know that there are those that are around you that are sowing their time, their efforts, their prayers, that your mother sowing her prayers and her love. So we're just going to believe God for you, because you've spoken into the lives of so many. So let me go speak into your life. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for this woman of God that has come before us, God, that has come across the airways in this international broadcast. We thank you, God, that every even unspoken request be answered. But God, the things that she has spoken, God, we call it to be so right now. My Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for her mother. I thank you for those that serve with her. Right now, we just place a hedge of protection around them, that ain't no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them, their household, their finances, their children, their lives, their health, their jobs, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing shall be contaminated. Nothing shall be torn. Nothing shall be void. So we call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. And God, because she has labored to sow into the women, 500 women in red, the 8th annual event, God, I ask that you take her higher in you. Take her behind the veil. Take her behind the veil, God, so that she shall see the hand, the glory of your works. We call that to be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Can I just give them that location, time and date again before you leave us?
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, woman of God, for that prayer. I give you the 500 women in red. It will be March the 8th, 2015 at 4 o'clock at Rhema Word of Faith International at 3330 Skyview Drive right here in the beautiful city of Lakeland, Florida, up under the leadership of our very own Pastor H.B. Holmes. And I thank God our dynamic speaker will be Pastor B.J. Relifer out of Atlanta, Georgia, but a homegirl from Lakeland, Florida. We thank God. And we're so excited because we know that you will be empowered. And we want you to know this morning, do not allow your disappointment to paralyze your future.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for stopping by Walking in Power Block Talk Radio. Evangelist Nedra Butler out of Lakeland, Florida. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. God bless you. Bye-bye.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.